strong word did cleave the darkness. At thy speaking, it was done.
You're listening to the Green Pastures with Jesus podcast, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church, located in lovely Fairmont, Minnesota. You found your daily home for a few minutes with Jesus, including a Monday and Thursday in-depth study podcast and the occasional Saturday bonus episode. I'm your host, Pastor Peter Hagen. Today we've got our daily Bible reading, so take a deep breath and let's hear what God has to say.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord our God, you have commanded us to speak righteousness and to judge fairly. Grant that no sin may be found in our mouths, nor wickedness in our minds, but that from pure hearts we may speak those things that are right, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's Bible reading comes from Colossians chapter 4. We'll pick it up in verse 2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. My fellow prisoner Aristarchus sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proven a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him, that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers at Laodicea, and to Nympha and the church in her house. After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the work you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. So here we are, the end of one of what we call Paul's prison epistles. I think there's four of them. Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon. Probably written from prison in Rome. And as he wraps things up, he sends his personal greetings. Obviously, being in prison is a little bit of a hardship on him, but he doesn't make a whole lot out of it. His biggest concern is that these Colossian Christians and the Ephesians and the Philippians are faithful. Faithful to the Lord who has done so much for them. And that this church really considers and thinks about how to serve the Lord as faithful Christians in this world. And so he sends greetings, he sends people with other messages, he vouches for some of them to say, make sure you listen to this guy, because he knows what he's talking about, he's on the right track. And as he wraps up, I guess the important thing is that Paul kind of lists some of the people that are helping him. Helping him in his ministry or providing for some of his needs. We see Luke, the doctor, the author of the Gospel of Luke and of the Book of Acts. And Luke traveled about and did some investigating as he pulled together those church histories, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Volume 1, of course, being the Gospel of Luke, Volume 2 being the Book of Acts. And I guess the biggest thing to take out of this chapter is up there in the first two or three verses that we read. Even as Paul is sitting in prison, he's not like, oh, woe is me. I wish Jesus would just come back, or I wish I could be out of prison. He says, devote yourselves to prayer, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message. And right there, we see exactly what Paul had talked about back in Philippians. At every opportunity, whether well-fed or in want, make the most of whatever God has given to you. Make the most of your opportunities by praying, and by praying that God would provide opportunities for others to speak of His grace, and make the most of every opportunity by asking God for strength to proclaim this message, and that God would provide opportunities to share this message with other people. So as you go about your day today, just maybe say a brief prayer. A brief prayer for those who may be undergoing persecution, for those who may be a little bit dejected, and for those who are walking about freely, as you and I are, without fear. And we pray that in all circumstances, that the Lord provides us with opportunities to witness to His grace and to find joy in this Jesus Christ. God bless your day.
Jerusalem, the golden.
Thanks for listening to Green Pastures with Jesus, the audio home of Shepherd of the Lakes Lutheran Church of Fairmont, Minnesota. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our website, www.shepherdofthelakes.net. Pass that along to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives section at our website for previous podcasts. You can find us 9:30 a.m. Sunday mornings at 323 East 1st Street in Fairmont, just up the hill from Richard's Towing. Any questions, contact me, Pastor Hagen, 507-236-9572. God bless your day.
What bliss beyond compare.